With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Every 4 years, many of us are glued to our television sets to watch one of the most amazing examples of athletic prowess in the world, the Olympics. Olympic athletes spend an enormous amount of time training in order to reach their peak physical condition. To get a chance at the gold medal, these elite competitors may have a grueling training schedule that doesn't stop in the years between Olympic Games. Cayman's Olympic sprinter Kimar Hyman shares his schedule.
So our regular training day changes because we have cycles. So it's usually a 3-week cycle. And this time, in this period, we're doing a lot of some good speed work. We're doing some over distance or some mid distance, I would say, the speed endurance. So 150 is fast and with longer breaks. And, you know, we're running them fast. So, you know, we kind of, you know, gradually grinding down into the March area where I really open up my season usually each year, March, the end of March, April. So to be honest, the Olympics is July, and if they're going to have it, I need to be ready. So I'm thinking of this meet as a advantage because I know that other places as Europe and stuff like that is locked down at this moment. So they can't even get that ability to have a track meet. So I think that it's definitely good to have this, and it benefits me for sure.
And I heard you saying we. Who exactly is we? Who are you training with?
Yeah, so, well, when I mean we, I feel like I definitely can't do it by myself in Norway. So I just, as a team, I would say my masseuse, my coach, as in Coach Williams, Kenrick Williams. We have Al, my coach overseas as well. And, you know, just to kind of give him feedback at this point, I'm sending him videos and stuff. And we're kind of doing it virtually, which is fun as well because I've never done something like this before. But so far, so good. And at the end of the day, I still need to put in the work. So that's what I'm doing.
This weekend, Hyman will open his season at the development meet in the 4x100-meter relay event at the Truman Baden Sports Complex. The annual Pete Ribbons Memorial Consolidated Water Meet takes place this weekend at the Lions Aquatic Center, hosted by the Stingray Swim Club. The 3-day event features competition among swimmers ranging in age from 6 and under to teenagers with collegiate and international aspirations. Stingray Swim Club is proud to continue Pete Ribbons' legacy of championing youth athletics and competition and is grateful to Consolidated Water for continuing to sponsor the meet. The Stingray Swim Club head coach said this is one of two opportunities remaining to qualify for CORIFTA for some and will certainly provide some excitement. While over 100 swimmers from Stingray Swim Club, Caymana Bay Aquatic Club, 7 Mile Swimmers and other groups have signed up for the event. Admission is free to the public. Meet sessions begin at 5:45 p.m. on Friday, 8:15 a.m. on Saturday and 8:15 a.m. on Sunday. And the Gamers Bay 5 Esports Tournament and Technology Convention is just around the bend. Organizers say the 5th annual 2-day event will see non-stop competition, fun, and lots of excitement. Co-founders of Gamers Bay, Daniel Scott and Lance Jefferson, says this year will see numerous enhancements to the 5th event.
We know that there's a lot of car racing enthusiasts out there, and we wanted to dedicate a whole new section directed just for them.
Last year we had a standalone booth and it was a big hit and a lot of people liked it, so we went ahead and expanded on that for this year. It added more individual units for steering, more steering wheels.
In addition to that, we're also putting on a special car racing tournament, Nintendo 64 Mario Kart racing tournament.
On the classic Nintendo 64, so you get to play it on the cartridge with the original Nintendo 64 remote. Part of retro as well as racing. We had a big interest in that as well. So we've introduced that this year. In addition to the modern competition with Fortnite and Call of Duty, you also have the retro game of Mario Kart 64. The gaming community in Cayman is so big and it's only grown so much from last year alone with everyone being stay at home. So we just want to make sure that we have the best event we can for the gaming community out there.
Jefferson says they're trying to cater to everyone's gaming needs this year, so fans will see some very popular title games, but also some new ones as well.
Definitely, we have more VR booths. We actually have some amazing new vendors that'll be out there displaying their products and services. We've got some new title games that'll be out there. One of those new title games is Brawlhalla. It's a pretty popular game down here with our locals. We also have the popular Call of Duty Cold War Warzone. It's a 2v2. We've been getting a lot of interest in that, so it's going to be fun and exciting. The event is actually divided into two sessions. sections. So you actually have like an esports arena where spectators can go in and watch all of the competitors compete. And then there's also going to be the convention center where you'll have all of the sponsors and vendors there displaying their products and services, as well as there's a number of free gameplay areas out there.
Gamers Bay 5 is scheduled for March 27th and 28th at the John Gray Gymnasium. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.